moving forward. God spoke to me and he said, I want the church. He said, the church is going to move forward in 2023. He said, they're going to move forward by my spirit and by my strength in their natural lives. He said, they won't feel natural. The ones that goes after the Lord, this is not the ones that sits back on the couch and don't go to the house of the Lord and don't pray and fast. And these are people that are on the move. They're on the move with the Lord. It's, you know, Jesus, he said, when you fast. He didn't say if you fast. You know, that fasting should be a part of our lives as we're serving the Lord and humbling ourselves before the Lord. I thought about many instances in my life that I was a very prideful guy. Couldn't hardly say I'm sorry or, you know, or different things or admit things, you know, and all of that stuff. And I'll never forget, I was asking the Lord because I had given my heart to the Lord and I was just in love with the Lord and he had put my marriage, saved my marriage at that time. And so I was really just thankful that God was able to work the way he did. And it was unmistakable to me. I could tell you about it, but it's not as real as it was to me, you know, in that. But anyways, I'm the church is almost full like it's going to be in 2023. The churches are going to fill up. There's going to be a drawing of God's spirit to those. He's going to quicken that. If there's one amber in a backslid Christian, he's going to quicken that. He's going to fan those flames in their heart and give them a love for the church like they used to have. He's going to stir that this year. I've got a love for the church. I mean, not just the people, you know. It's God's structure. It's God's, you know, I've got a love for it that I know I didn't get on my own. I've got a love for it that come from the Lord that keeps me pressing on and keeping on going and, you know, fighting for the right to worship God. We was banned on Facebook, YouTube, Wednesday. You know, Travis, he comes, Dad, they flagged you for a couple of weeks, you know, because I brought up COVID, you know. I didn't say nothing against, you know, I mean, I just brought up the Spirit of God and faith against it and the shield of faith, and I brought it up, you know. And this world, Jesus said, if the world hates you, know that they hated me first. And, you know, things like that used to kind of discourage me, Mac. You know, I'd be like, man, I'm just trying to preach the gospel. I'm just trying to get God's people to stand in faith and not get sick. And you know, and I used to think, what's wrong with that? Is this world stupid? You know, I got banned, you know, and I got the news at the church, you know, and I looked at Travis and I said, good. I said, let them ban me. Period. Take me off of YouTube. See, when I got born again, and I don't mean that. See, that's what stance will come up when you know you're right. And you know, you won't cow down and just cause you to rise up on the inside and say, if God be for me, that's what moving forward is to you. I face my stuff, but you face your stuff. And you take your stuff and you move forward with it. Something's attacking you, don't get stuck in it. Move forward. I mean, believe God, hallelujah. I mean, just stand up and say glory to God. If God be for you, can be against no weapons, then things will start flowing out of your spirit and you come out of your mouth. Let it come out of your mouth. And just go ahead and give that devil notice. And I told Travis, I said, good. I said, when I started preaching in 1995, I said, they wasn't no Facebook. I mean, they wasn't no YouTube and all of that stuff. I said, but I can tell you this. I said, they cannot. If God wants us on YouTube, they will not take us off. That's a bold statement. Yeah, the Bible says you ought to be that way too. Come on, somebody. I didn't care nothing about YouTube. He did. I didn't care nothing about having an internet ministry. God did. I didn't care nothing about Facebook, but God did. God, whatever God wants, somebody, and I went to pick up food today and got her ready for Sunday, you know, And I was just thinking about these things of moving forward and different things, you know, and business and ministry and all of that stuff, you know. And I was thinking, hey, you know, God's a God of increase. That's what I was thinking. Well, I got up there, you know, and I got out and I had some stuff to do. And so I was trying to really hurry back. And every time I do that, Mac, God just, I run late getting back. Because he sets things up, like in the hospital, this is sister, all that, we heard it. You know. He just does that stuff. Well, I get up there, you know, and their hand truck, one of their pallet jacks is tore up. They've only got one. They've got four or five box trucks, you know, whatever. And they help 28 or 30 something ministries, like they do us every month. Just, that's what their ministry is. And so, that, you know, she's kind of discouraged, you could tell, over, you know, having to use. She said, I had to use this right here. Now, she's just talking to me, and she's not really thinking what she's telling me this stuff. Well, I just heard a sermon the other day, you know, about, got some prospered 30, 60, and 100. And I've preached those sermons and all that. I heard that, and he said the Lord spoke to me and said that you could have 100-fold return. I thought, glory to God, I'll just take it. Why not believe? If I can believe for 30, why not believe for 60? Why not believe for 100-fold return? I thought, what's wrong with that? I thought, well, I might as well get ready for God to ask me to give then, you know. And so I go looking on the inside, you know, because now I'm jumped up here and I'm like, glory to God, I'm going to believe this year, Lord, 2023, 100-fold return on everything that I sow in Jesus' name. And I said, I'll receive it, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I go home, you know, and I mean, I'm looking, you know, and I'm here trying to hear from the Lord if he wants me to give or whatever, you know. And because one thing that I've learned about the Lord, when he's moving us forward in our life, whether it's our just our personal life or ministry or whatever, you know, he begins to deal with us. He begins to deal with us to yield to him, to listen to him and do what he tells us to do, because we don't know how to get to the promised land. But he does. He knows how to get us there into what we're believing him for. Well, anyways, standing there, you know, and she said, and I listened to it, you know, and I just shut the forklift off. I was loving myself. She said, yeah, don't worry about Scotty, because you don't have to be here. He comes in, he opens the door, he loads himself, and then he's gone. I do it all. She said, he does it all. I won't have to have hand trucks today. I got off there and I said, but God, why don't we just bleed for some hand trucks? I said, I believe we can bleed God for some hand trucks.
Yeah, you think you could?
Yeah, we could, couldn't we? I said, yes, we could. I said, you know, he said he'd supply all of our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. I said, he said it. I said, don't we believe it? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we believe in that. The guy over there, he said, hey, man, where you go to church at? And I said, I go down there to that Faithway Christian Center down yonder in Bluntsville, Alabama. He said, what's the name of that? I said, Faithway Christian Center down there in Bluntsville, Alabama. You know where Bluntsville's at? Oh, yeah, I know where Bluntsville, man. No wonder. You're way down there. He said, and I said, well, you know, I said, I just got banned off of YouTube. I said, but you know, God, now I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm not telling you my story. I'm going to advance in 2023, and I think that I'm going to advance and grow spiritually in the Lord and go deeper in him and not have opposition from the enemy in the financial realm, from the enemy in the personal realm. Then I've done deceived myself. But you know what the Bible says? It says, since John the Baptist, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, but the violent take it. We take it by force. And so anyways, things started coming up, you know. I said, you know, before I started getting food from Strong Arm, I said, I was getting food. I said over in Anniston over there. I said, and I was believing God for increase. I said, and I was having to drive with a 16-foot trailer in the rain. Didn't make no difference. It's raining, snowing, and I would have to get tarps, and I would have to cover that food up and come all the way back here, and then we'd have to go through it and all that stuff, you know. And I got a letter one day from them. I said, I got a letter from them, and they told me, dear Mr. Weston, no, Pastor Weston, we're sorry to inform you. I said, I don't remember exactly what it all said. I said, but the bottom line was, you're not getting no more food. I said, and they said, if you have any questions, just give me a call. I sat there and I sat down here in this post office parking lot, and I said, I wadded that letter up, and I threw it in the floorboard over, and I told Satan, I said, if God be for me, who can be against me? I said, you don't tell me through this letter that I'm getting cut off. I said, I told Satan, I'll not get cut off till God says, and I said, and it's not now. And then I praised the Lord. I said, thank you, Lord. And I'm telling them this. I said, and I went on, you know, I said, and they call me every month. They never even mentioned a letter, and I kept going right on getting my food. I said, now see, I could have took what the seed come to me in the natural. I could have took it and said, well, you know, God giveth and God taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. I said, no. I said, I knew it was the will of God, and I knew God connected me. I said, and I was not going to just put it down without a fight, bless God. I said, I never got cut off at that ministry.
She said, oh, well, praise the Lord.
I said, yeah, praise the Lord. And that guy said, what was the name of that? I said, you got Facebook on your phone? I said, just punch it in your computer or on your phone. Faithway Christian Center. I said, and hit follow. I said, and every time we come on, it'll go bling or whatever you got it said. I said, and you'll know we here. I said, you can plug right in. And then I went on, you know, I said, I started over yonder when they was over to Church God. I said, oh, yeah. I said, I started over. He said, I don't remember you over there. I said, well, I did. I said, you know what? I said, somebody told me what, you know, I said, the Lord told me what to give down here to this ministry down here, this food ministry, offering. I said, I got before the Lord and asked the Lord what to give. I said, and the Lord told me to send an offering to this ministry the first of the month, whether I got food or not. And so I said, so I went to Larry, and I said, and I told Larry, I'm telling you this for a reason. See, God's wanting to move us all forward. Now, I'm telling you this stuff that your faith will rise a little bit higher. Mine will go a little higher. It actually stirred me up today when I started rehearsing what God did, those little miracles that was big to me in the time that the struggle was on and the challenge was on to stop me from doing the will of God, stop us from doing the will of God. And I stood up, I believe that things would be different. And so I said, and I went on, and I said, and just like I'm telling you right now, because this lady's kind of over it now. That guy retired, and I'm not dealing with him no more. I said, I'm going to tell you, just like I told Larry. I said, somebody wanted me to ride with them up here and get hooked into this ministry. I said, and on the way up here, I told that person, I said, don't tell that guy nothing. Don't you tell him who I am. Don't you tell him I'm a pastor of a church. I said, don't tell him nothing. I said, if God wants to hook me up in this ministry, then I'm going to know that it's God when I leave there and not you and not me. See, and that's the way we do. Got financial needs, we get down and we just get down with God. We get down there with him and say, glory to God, you're going to be the one that delivers me, God. I'm going to trust in you. I might not have ever went this deep before, God, but I'm going to move forward this time, God. I'm not going to turn to the weak and beggarly elements of this world. I'm going to turn to you, and I'm going to let you, Jehovah Jireh, be my provider. And I'm telling you, he'll never let you down. He'll never fail you. He'll never come short. He'll always come through. He'll bring breakthroughs into because of your stance and because of your faith. Well, it's so stirred there, that lady, she said, God, she said, why are we not seeing miracles like we need to? Could it be a lack of faith? Could it be? She's trying to figure this thing out. And I said, well, it can be a lot of aspects there, ma'am. I said, the majority of The majority of people being healed in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the majority of them, their faith made them whole, Jesus said. Your faith, he told it, be it done according to your faith. I said, and then after you have faith, I said, you got to fight. I said, there's a place you got to stand. And you got to, I said, just like I did. And she said, I was telling her, we're standing there Preston's doing some work on one of the cooler doors is what it is in that ministry. And we're standing there, Preston, he looked at me, and I said, no. I know what he's going to do. Hey, brother, this is pastor down yonder. Because he wanted to get me hooked in. He didn't mean no will. I mean, he wanted me to start getting food up there, you know. Preston did, my brother. But anyways, I went. He says, who's this? Is this your brother, right? Yeah, yeah. He said, went on, you know, and then he said, well, where do you go to church at? And I said, well, I go down there to Bluntsville down there. It's called Faith Way Christian Center down there in Bluntsville. I catch you. He said, well, y'all got a food ministry down there? And I said, well, yeah, we do. I said, yeah, we got one. And he said, would you like to? Maybe we can't give you much now. I said, that's the way it started. I told her, I said, that's the way it started. I said, now I'm telling you that because now I know that I'm in the will of God. I said, and no matter what comes up, from now as I go forward in this ministry, I have authority to stop it. You have authority to stop oppression. You don't have to be oppressed not one day the rest of your life. The Bible says that we can draw out of the wells of salvation. Jesus told that woman at the well, he said, go ahead and draw that water. He said, and drink it and you'll thirst again. He said, but if you'll drink of this water, he's talking about his spirit himself. He said, you will never thirst again. So goes on, and I hear Christians, because they go through what they call dry spells. They go through dry spells. There are going to be seasons of dry spells, you know. And so every time I wouldn't feel good or something, I'd be like, well, it's just one of them dry spells. Just one of them dry spells, you know. The Spirit of God spoke to me during one of those dry spells. And he said, praise me. So I started praising the Lord. And I started feeling something on the inside. And I'm like, and then before you know it, the dry spell. I filled the lake with his presence, with my praise. And then the Lord spoke to me and he said, you never have to be dry spiritually ever. He said, that's not my doctrine. So you know what? I killed that lie. If I want to be oppressed, I just get in the truck and listen to regular stereo for a few minutes. Regular radio, there's a tear in my beer. Oh, I'm going through, nobody knows. I mean, that's all I hear in that stuff, man. You know, most of those songs are birthed out of their pain. Wrote songs out of their life experience. Just like we preach the gospel, our life experience, we tell a different story. You know? If I get oppressed, I have to let myself. I'm in a good place. You're in a good place. Well, the light bill got higher. Don't get oppressed over it. Praise God. Just get up and shake it around in the living room. Say, God, you seen this before it got here. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're just taking me to another level, God. My light bill went from $54 to $84, and I'm not going to have a stroke like Fred Sanford. It's only $30. He went down there, God did, sent Moses down there to Egypt, and he delivered them. He brought them across, rolled. He did miracles. I mean, Moses was a type of Jesus. I mean, he was a type of Jesus, you know. And so I'm rehearsing that, going over that story one day, and And the Lord said, that's the way I take my people. I bring them out of Egypt. He said, and if they will follow me, he said, yes, they might go through the desert. They might go through the Red Sea. They might go through hard times. They might go through trying times to where they have to believe me. He said, but if you will not quit like they did in the wilderness, he said, you will be like Caleb and Joshua. You will make it to the desires of your heart. And that's what he's saying to the church today. He's saying, I brought you out to move you forward and move you in and take you into a good life, a healed life, a prosperous life. But we can't go by how we feel. So, you know, maybe I might Sunday. I might just, we'll pray about it from now to then. And I wasn't going to let nobody in on it. I was just going to buy that myself. But. Lord put it on my heart to bring that up. Y'all be praying. If you want, I may just put an offering basket back there, and anybody wants to sow into that and give into that, and let's buy them a pallet jack, but God, and you know what? Then we can receive a hundredfold harvest. Huh? Well, I Googled it, and we can buy them a brand new one for about $430. Just ordered, see there? Now you know what? Somebody called me today and talked about some things, and then they got done and they said, well, said, could you, that's not really why I called you, but could you help me out financially? And I said, how much you need? They told me. And I said, sure. They said, we might not be able to pay you back all at one time. And I said, well, we'll work it out. And I thought, I'm believing for a hundredfold harvest. So God is giving Scotty opportunity. That's all. And so I thought, man, this is weird. It's 1:30. And I told that person, listen, man. I said, I've been talking to you an hour and a half. You done eat up my sandwich. You done eat up my nap. And now I got to go to Wally World to get you some money to you. You know, I said, but it's all okay. Oh, I'm sorry. And I said, I'm just kidding. I said, okay. I said, it might be tomorrow, like that, you know. And because I'm like, man, this is Wednesday and I need to rest a little and all that. How many knows it's never, ever, I've never really seen it convenient to obey the Lord too much. Every now and then. 99.9% of the time, it's not convenient for me when God's really wanting me to do something. And so I thought, bless God, you know what? I'm not going to Western Union. I'm not going to Walmart. So I picked up my phone, and I called the bank. And I said, let me ask you something. I said, I'm wanting to help somebody. They use Wells Fargo up in South Carolina somewhere up there. I said, can you transfer me some money from my bank to their bank? Oh, sure I can. I said, okay, we can do it up the phone. I said, no, I'll be down there in a few minutes. I got to sign it anyways, though. Yeah, I'll sign it. I said, I'll be down there in a few minutes. Well, I called the person up. I said, give me your routing number, your account number, and address, and got what I needed off their checks. Well, I get down there at the bank, and I set up. The banker said, is this the routing number? Did she call the bank? And I said, no, that's the routing number off the check. That's not the routing number of the bank. I said, great, what did they do? Well, they're going to have to call the bank. So I called my sister, or called the lady. She said, well, I can't get, they won't give me that information. I said, okay. I said, let me call you back in a minute. I'm sitting there thinking. And then my banker, she said, I can get the routing number. I said, you go. You get it. So she done something on the computer and printed it off. Psst, there it is. I thought, this is Jesus, you know. And so, within an hour, they had the money. And so, I called that person up, and I said, it's done. Why did you get the routing number? I said, I don't need your routing number. I said, but you know what you just did? I said, I can suck every bit of that money right out, right quick. Oh, don't do it. I can't. But you know what? Why I'm telling you that is because When you do stuff like that, you become a deliverer. That's why God wants us blessed. That's why he wants us prosperous. That's why he wants, that's why in the Bible, the preacher said this one, he said, Paul said, charge them that are rich. I'm charging y'all. And I thought, it's not me. Must be somebody else getting charged. Charge y'all not to be high-minded, to be willing to distribute, you know. And I'm thinking at that time, that's not me, man. I ain't got no money to give nobody, you know. But he was talking to me. Then I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I thought, I am rich. I'm rich. Jesus took on poverty. I thought, okay, Lord, I won't be high-minded. I'm going to be willing to distribute. I'm rich. I thought, man, you got to take this word by faith, you know. You got to take it by faith. You might be sitting there broke, sick, and all that, and somebody charges you, be healed. Just say, oh, yes, I take it. Walked in the girls over here, and I told them, I said, y'all still hanging on to that? Not sick one day in 2023? Yes. I said, I am too. I'm with you. Hallelujah. How can you do that? Because of our faith. Bless God, this is going, I told Travis, I said, this is going to be a smooth year with the bank. Now I'm speaking it by faith. I'm not just out there in hot air. I'm tired last year. I made it through, bless God. I sweated through and come on through and wanted to quit and got discouraged into being and come out of it and grew and come up, prospered me, took me to a higher place, hallelujah. And so I'm telling him, I'm getting it in his ear and in the heifer's ear, and this is going to be a smooth year. Everything's going to go smooth. God's doors are going to go smooth, you know. Well, some things happened. Travis started talking about it, and I said, oh, nobody knows. Well, I'm not going to preach it up here and then go out there and soak it up. And I didn't mean that bad. Ill will towards him. Stop. Stop. Realize what's going on. Don't let the ball roll this year. You can have 22 all over again if you want it. And worse. I'm not. Victory is mine. Oh, victory is mine. I stand on the word. Let the Lord do the battle. Victory is mine. And we're listening to Keith over and over. Always. I can't sing that now. Not anointed for that. But it's good. We sung it on the way to church. Just hold on a little while. Everything will be all right. You'll lose if you just hold on. You'll win if you just hold on. See, God's word causes me and you to walk in the victory that already been won for us. We are winners, and Satan's trying to make us losers. We don't stand here, and Johnny says it best. We stand from a place of victory. We're not standing down here trying to get victory, trying to keep victory. Victory is already ours, hallelujah. All we got to do is get up and enforce it. I wish I was back 17 years old and knowed half of what I know now about Jesus. You better believe I'd have a Camaro, a 69 built. I mean, I'd believe it in, baby. I'd ask God, can I have this? I want that. That's the apple of my eye. I'd drive around a 69, and it would have air conditioning in it. Look, God, if I was y'all young folk, I wouldn't sleep through it. I mean, pray God, you got coming up next couple of 3 years a car. I'd start planting me some seeds right now for my car. I'd get my steering wheel covered and I'd have it hanging on my doorway. And every time I walked in that door, I'd say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for my car. Hallelujah. And thank you, Lord, for the insurance money with it and the car payment, the all the things that I need, gas. And all. I'd just load that baby up like a loaded potato. I would believe it all. Believe for new tires on it, hallelujah. And then believe when you get it, unless you're like Travis, I don't know why my tire's slick. I said, look out yonder, son, it's laying on the highway. Gets out there every now and then, gets that goose going, you know. You got a tuner on that Dodge. That thing will smoke my truck, anything, that Dodge. He'll get out there and you'll hear him, boo, and it'll boil a little smoke. And he'll just start smoking. And he'll go a quarter of a mile down through there smoking them tires. And wonder where it went, Mac. Come on. Get under the anointing, man. He bought his own tires one time. He don't spend out as much. $400, $500, $600 dinner. I don't know why that tire's slick. And I said, son, it's laying right up there. True story. Hallelujah. But you know what? In order to move forward, how many knows God? God is actually moving us forward. The older we get, the more that we can be strong, walk in more wisdom, walk in a deeper anointing, more settled, more stable, not roller coastering in believing for our healing and our finances. Then our young ones come up behind us and they say, "Woo, man, Mac down there, boy. I mean, that dude believes God, man. I mean, that dude ain't moved. Pastor over, I want him to say, go over there to Faithway Christian Center. He's solid as a rock under Jesus. If you want good stability in storms, go down there at that church. And man, they rock no matter what, you know. They might go through, like God, but they stand strong. Hallelujah. I want people to know this church that way. Not that we're some super something, super fake something. No, we got a super God. We got a God that we put our trust in, and he don't let us down. He never fails. Give me that first scripture, Beth. I don't remember what it was. Oh, yeah, I do. The steps of a good man are ordered or ordained by the Lord, and he delights in it. He delights in our way. God loves us. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down. For the Lord hath him with his hand. I looked over there and I told that lady, I'm going to finish the story. I looked over there at that lady. Now look, as you go through life, you need to be confident who you are. You are a child of the Most High God. You need to be confident that God loves you just like he loved Jesus. Meditate on that till you believe it on the inside. You need to be confident that you are the righteousness of God in Jesus. You have been made right. You're not trying to get right. You're not trying to get God to heal you. He's already healed you. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. To prosper you in every area, spirit, soul, and body, it pleases him. I mean, God don't like it when we're sick. I believe his heart feels like it does when some of our loved ones are sick. He don't want it to happen. That's why he says, get in the word, do the word, say the word. Speak it out of your mouth. Some people say, well, I don't really care nothing about that confession. Well, just stay where you are. The Bible says, as we have believed, we speak. If I believe that things are going to be bad and I ain't getting in that word as a Christian, and I mean, all I'm going to do is have those demonic thoughts, those oppression thoughts and feelings and emotions comes with it and feel defeated. Got off phone. I was talking to one of my sisters about the Christmas and this and that we had and all that. I wasn't there. I was having surgery that day there. And so she's kind of down, you know, and I went through about 45 minutes and you know, just talking to her. And I said, I did this to you. What? I said, I let you have it 1 year. I said, I let you be over that 1 year. I said, now what you experienced, I said, I have been experiencing for 7 or 8 or 9 years. Every year. I feel better now. I wanted to just give it up and quit before I talk to you. Deliverers, Johnny. Because we go through all this stuff and we stay in the right spirit. We adjust ourselves. We say, if God be for me, who can all things work together for my good to those who love me? I mean, my tax lady just told me a while ago, did you make a thing of everywhere you went this year? She said, I know you've got a calendar of it. And I said, no, I don't. I said, can I just keep up with my fuel next year?
Well, to benefit you, they give you 68 cents a mile.
And so I thought, right here before church, man, God, that's 5 or 8 hours of me doing that. I got to go drink every ticket. I got to write where I left from, where I went, when to come back, how many miles it was. You know how long it's going to take me? Not very long under the anointing. But you know what? I'm not going to take that and say, oh, why me, Jesus? I have it rough enough like it is, Jesus. And then family ain't acting right. Ain't nobody acting right. No, I can just get on the anointing and say, Lord, I'm going to do it in your strength. You're going to give me wisdom, God. This is just another stepping stone. As you're increasing me, it causes me to have to do extra stuff. But, Lord, I'm willing to go through the extra stuff to get to Canaan land, to get to the promised land, Lord. Something else comes up, God, I'll just believe you, God, and I'll stay in. That's what you got to do. That's what we got to do. I'll stay in a right spirit. Joseph sold into slavery. They paid money for Joseph because he had a dream. Told his brothers about a dream. And you know what? God raised Joseph up. God used him when he was in prison. God used the man in prison in his unfavorable conditions. But God had a place for Joseph to go. Some of us are Josephs. Some of us are. Some of y'all ladies, you got a Boaz. I don't want no Boaz. Oh, if really Boaz from God come, you want him. You want that Boaz. That Boaz right there will take care of you. That Boaz right there will take you in. He'll take care of you. Hallelujah. So I'm not just talking to y'all in here. Dar's the only woman in here, I guess, that needs, what if she wants a man? I don't know. I'm out in Facebook land. So don't just take everything personal right up in you. You know. See, what we got to realize here, see, we're talking to more people than just here. So if I get on stuff, I do not do no digging or anything to know anything about none of y'all. I do that on purpose. I mind my own business. I try not to learn nothing about none of you. I don't want to know. I really don't want to know, and it's not because I don't care about you. It's because when I come up in here and I get on stuff that is getting on you, you know I don't know nothing. You know it's God. But what we got to realize, too, and we do, most of us, is we're out there all over the world. So I don't know who I'm talking to. I don't know what I'm dealing with. I don't know. He said his word and healed them. I mean, some people need things that we don't even have need here. And it's said in the atmosphere, you know. And so keep that in mind when things are going on. But you know what? To take us higher, see, he says, though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholds him. Say, the Lord holds me up. He holds me up. Hallelujah. Yes, he holds me up. Well, go on, you know. And she said, back to the story now. I hadn't forgot, but I just got to get this other stuff in. Well, go on, you know. And I said, I told him, and I'm telling you the way I told him. I said, I told him when I started getting food, don't ever... I told him, you're not my source. I said, this place is still not my source. I said, now I don't mean that in no ill way to make anybody any way. I said, Jesus is my source. I said, and he started that ministry down yonder. I said, and I told Larry, I said, and I'm telling y'all where y'all know how I feel and how I stand, and because we're the biggest givers of all those churches. Bless God, they get that check. They get that check once a month, whether we get money or not. We're not buying that. I told Larry. I said, listen to me. I said, you're not my source. God is my source. I said, if you have to cut any churches back for a lack of food, let my church be the first church. I said, but you won't. I said, you have to get more food. She looked at me and she said, he does? I said, you do too. You do? I said, yeah. I said, you know why? I said, God said he would supply all of my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And y'all are the hookup right now that God's using. I said, so we believe in God. Y'all got to get food in here. You ain't got no choice. You will increase. I said, because I'll take Luke 6:38 like I taught Mary. And he wanted me to get all the churches together. He ain't never heard this kind of stuff where they would be bigger givers. I said, and I told him, I'm not anointed for that. That's not my job. I'm up here to get money and tell you how we are. I mean, get food. And so I said, y'all are not my source. You know, this place is not my source. I'm not dependent on y'all. I said, I just want you to know that. I said, and what that does, that relieves you of any pressure of, got to get Brother Scotty's food, you know. I mean, he's the biggest giver. He might start. I said, you ain't no fear there. You're not my source. I'm not buying that food. Like that. And she said, you want to get a box of, another box of canned stuff? And I said, well, sure. He said, what about another box of that? I said, no, man, y'all take it easy here. We're under an anointing. Y'all can't help it, man. I mean, I couldn't help it. And I said, I'll go throw another box of canned stuff on there, you know, but, you know. Yeah, pallet. So I went in there and got another pallet. I'm fixing to leave, you know. But it was the Lord. The Lord was doing that, and I felt good there. Like, bless God, that's the way it feels when I'm at church and people's receiving and the Spirit of God's flowing. I felt just like that. I felt like, man, you know, things happened here. It set them free. They needed to hear something. I don't know. Then when I got off the phone with my sister, she said, I feel better about all that, you know. And I didn't say nothing, but I thought, I know why. Because I've been believing ever since I preached it that Jesus said that if they hear me, they will hear you. And I've been believing that my words are not empty words, no matter who I'm talking to, that they are filled with some truth, something, substance. So they got to hear. If they're hearing him, they'll hear me. Now, if they ain't hearing him, don't get upset when they don't hear you. Who do you think you are? A child of the Most High. Boy, they want to punch your teeth out when you say that. I mean, they some people, they just can't stand that. You know, they can't stand that base stuff. They just don't know how good it is. I read the scripture today. It says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. David said, the psalmist said, I've been young. I have. I've been a younger man in the Lord. He said, I've been young and now I'm old. I'm not old. But I have not seen the righteous cast down nor his seed begging bread. And you know what? Everyone that I know of that followed the Lord, I've seen them increase in their life all these years. This church, that church, every Christian that gets in there keeps a right spirit, keeps a right heart about the kingdom and the things of God, they don't do nothing but increase. They increase. They move forward. And God takes them on into a glorious. I mean, you know, I was thinking about my grandkids, you know. I was thinking about how they'll see how normal things are. The world's messed up. The system of this world's messed up. The government's not supposed to be the deliverer. God is. They should have kept it God-centered back yonder instead of government take care and make you dependent on us. You see how they tried to replace God? Depend on us. You know, but depend on us, and we'll take from the workers and give to the. Heard somebody the other day. They said, you know, if you got it that Obamacare, you know, they got it in the documents. If you've got a lot of land, they feel like somebody needs more land than. You got too much land. They can take some of your land. Obama can go back and take. And I'm standing in the parts house in there. And I said, that's why we serve a big king. His name is King Jesus.
Right.
I said, no weapons formed. I said, you'll take care of us. See, I could have took that seed, Johnny. Not going to say, well, that ain't right. That's stupid government idiots. Well, who they think they are. Don't get anti-government. God anoints it. Church and everybody ain't right in it. Right? Yes, sir. God anoints the police departments. Everybody ain't right in them. Don't mean God's anointing ain't on them. I want the police department. You know, somebody go to want to fight me, I'm just going to call the law on them. Before I have to help them, go see King Jesus. And I'm not that man anymore. So I'd rather let God's set up thing handle my problems. See, they're anointed for it. You know, I was thinking about this other day. I was thinking, God, I've kind of been upset at you before. I've been upset because I thought God could have come through and blah, 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 you know, out of ignorance. And I heard this sermon one time, you know, people get upset with God. I'm supposed to hear that, Johnny, because I didn't have no concept, you know, of Christians getting mad at God. You know, I really never had that concept. You know, and he brought that up, and he said, don't ever get mad at the one that can help you. I always stay on, don't ever get mad at him. Don't get mad at God. Look at yourself. He said, if God can't come through for you, he said, don't deceive yourself. He said, look at yourself. Why can't God do it? He said, don't look at it like, why ain't God doing it? He said, because God is what he can get and do in our lives. He said, God is. Give me that other scripture, Beth. I think it's Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. The Lord stopped me on that one day. I was going to read the whole thing, you know. Now, I started hearing this sermon right here in funerals. You know, I told you the story. I went to funerals and nobody knew me or nothing. They didn't know. They thought I might have been an offset cousin or something, you know, I guess, or a friend, or they didn't know. You know, they didn't think it strange, you know. A lot of different folk there. But anyways, I heard this at every funeral that I went to. I heard this preach, Psalms 23. And the Lord stopped me one day when I was reading that because I was getting ready for the funerals. I'm going to preach this at the funerals, you know. Tradition. Maybe they was led. I don't know. But I heard it everywhere. And the Lord stopped me. He said, what did I say? I said, well, he said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He said, well, I thought, glory to God. I thought, I won't want. I won't lack. This is not just for funerals. This is speaking to me, Lord. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus is my shepherd. The Lord's my shepherd. I shall not want. That was a revelation to me 20 years ago. And I quote this one pretty often. The Lord is my shepherd, and I don't want. I used to have to say, I shall not want. Now I say, I don't want, because you are my shepherd. But he goes on, he says, you make me lie down in green pastures. He lies me beside the still waters. Look, that's food. Green pastures representing he'll feed you. You know, not dried up stuff, not stale stuff, you know, not false stuff, you know. I mean, if I've heard it once, I've heard it all, you know, well, you just never know what the Lord's going to do. God told me today, he said he lost his wife to Parkinson's or whatever it was. I don't know. He watched her suffer and everything, you know. And I told him, I know him, you know. And I said, well, man, you know, I said, if there's anything I can do for you, you know, I said, just let me know. I said, and I'll be praying for you and your girls, you know, and everything. And he said, the Lord knows what he's doing. He knew what he is doing. And I'm like, well, sickness and disease, but I didn't want to get in a ruckus right here and make no enemies, you know. And I'm like, nah, man, you know, because I know they don't know the word like I know. I know they're not, they don't have the faith. I mean, these pews right here come from that church. He got mad. He wanted us to pay for them. But they got mad at him in there and said, we're giving them. We was believing for some seat. They was purple. I'm like, if you just only knew what moved on that bunch to get those pews out from under. Our faith. They just all of a sudden decided they wanted new ones. Change colors. He called me up and he said, well, you know, I mean, you could buy them. I said, no, they want to give them to me, man. Why would I want to pay for something, a gift? I said, you might need to learn how to sow. You might need to learn how to give. You know, in your Bible that y'all read, give, and it shall be given unto you good measure, pressed down. I said, you can sow this seed and get your pews prayed for, paid for. But see, that seed come. Now here I am out here in this world and people sick and all that stuff, you know, and what am I going to say? Well, you know, they're just old and washed up. They're at the end of their life. God knows what he's doing. They go, they really going to be healed when they, you'll hear all this stuff. Why? Because people are helpless. you know, where we could go in there and just like I did with my sister, you can live and not die. Fight. Get the preaching going on. Hallelujah. Get it going on when you sleep. That's not a religious thing, man. That's a personal thing with Jesus. I'm filling myself with you, God. Yes, I'm attacked with this, God, but I'm going to move forward, God. I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm not going to let it get my mind. Now I'm talking about your finances, your body, your family. I was telling my sister a couple of years ago after I come out of our surgery, I said, I'm going to pay my house off. I said, I've made plans. I said, now God directs the heart. I said, I've made plans. I said, and soon and very soon, I said, I'm going to have my house paid for. I'm going to have everything. I'm not going to owe no man nothing based on the Bible, but to love them. This has been 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, 3 or 4, whatever it was, you know. And she told me today, have your house paid for? I said, it's paid for. I said, I believe God, and I went into 2023 debt-free. I said, I don't owe no man nothing. Hallelujah. Well, you know, I mean, some people can say, well, that's good for you. It's good for you. Well, they didn't go through the hell in the hallway I did to keep my stuff either. They ain't the one. People ain't the one to go through your battles. They won't appreciate God like you in that manner with your personal stuff. See, I know he's able. I know he's willing. I know he's able. And I know more. Give me that. I've got to get that in. I got 5 minutes. Go on to give me that Luke 6, is it? Or 7? John. I believe it's John. There it is. Whoever cometh to me and heareth these sayings and doeth them, I will show you to who he's like. He's like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood arose and the stream beat vehemently upon the house, it could not shake it, for it was founded upon the rock. Jesus is talking about the Word of God right here. I mean, right before this, go home and you look at it. But right before he said this right here, he was teaching them not to judge. He was teaching them not to love your enemies. He was teaching them things. And then he went down there and he told them, if y'all will do these words that I've been teaching you, give and it shall be, all of that is in there. He said, you'll be like a man that built his house on the rock. See, when finances hit your house, you won't be moved. When financial trouble hits your house, you won't be moved. When sickness and disease crosses your path, you won't be rocked by it. When it attacks your body, I know what it is to stand year after year after year. I'm standing on some things now, year after year after year. How long are you going to stand? How long are you going to believe? As long as it takes, Mac. As long as it takes until I see the victory that is promised me in that Bible. One person asked me, well, what if you don't never see it? I'll die in faith. I said, just to answer that I won't entertain, that you just said, I will die in faith. I said, they did it in Hebrews. Some of them died in faith, never getting to the promise. Bible says that, buddy, they died in faith, though. They stayed in faith. See, the Bible says in Psalm 66:12, he said, you went through the water, went through the flood. One translation said, you went through the flood. You went through, men rode over your heads. You went through the water. You went through the flood. But I brought you out to a wealthy place, an abundant place. In other words, at times when I was going through and I didn't understand that this is just the fight of faith. I didn't understand that this is making me stronger. I didn't understand that this is going to cause me to be able to believe God easier the next time something happens, that the Lord quickened that scripture to me as I read it. He said, I'll bring you out to an abundant place. Don't let go. Deuteronomy 8:18, I believe it is, it said, it's he, God, that gives you the power to obtain wealth that he may establish his covenant with you that he promised to our forefathers. He's trying to set his covenant up. What is that? Healing. What is that? Prosperity. It's everything. It's good relationships. I was talking to somebody today, and they were talking about Travis not going to the family get together, whatever, Christmas or whatever. And they said, why? And I said, why do you got to ask why? I said, you tell me you're not coming down here to Christmas. Why? I don't ask you why. I said, well, that's what you, I said, you're, you know. I said, I don't invade. What? I don't ask why. I said, if you want to stay in peace, don't ask why. She said, oh, I don't know what you're saying. I said, see, because you're going to get yourself in a mess. I said, that's all you're going to get. I said, somebody comes and asks me why I don't want to come. I'm going to tell them I don't want to. Why? I just don't want to. I don't go no deeper. I don't know why. I just don't want to go. You just don't want to go? Anybody just don't want to go? What's wrong with that? Nothing. Mac don't want to come out? Knock on the door. He ain't coming. I can tell you, I done been down there and knocked on his door one time. The dude may have been asleep. He didn't come out. I thought, well, he don't want to come out, so I just get my sleep. And I respected that. I didn't say, hey, Mac, I know you're in there, homeboy. Come on out of here. Why? I mean, Mac might come out. Man, what's wrong with you? If I don't come to the door, it means I don't want to be bothered right now. There wouldn't be nothing wrong with Mac doing that. And so, see, I told her, I said, look, I said, now the enemy wants to destroy our family. You understand? I said, he wants to destroy it. I said, and I've helped you this year by letting you do it. To experience what I've been experiencing. I apologize to you. I said, no. I said, I do. I said, now I just taught you. I made you feel better and give you understanding so that you can deal with it and don't get the way you was before I talked to you. I said, so people says they're not coming. Don't say why. I say, okay, well, we'll miss you and everything. I said, bad as you want to say why and find out why do we got to say why? Dude, I don't want to know why. I told her, I said, you know, half of my family, I said, I love them all. I said, but I don't want to know why. I don't want in their mind. I got my own stuff to take care of down in here. I said, if I take care of myself down here in Bluntsville, I said, I'll be good. See, that's part of the anointing that is on our life to be what? Peacemakers. Blessed is the peacemaker. Now, I want to shoot half of them. I love y'all. I wouldn't do it for nothing. I would never shoot you. But I, just like I get on your nerves, you can get on my nerves. That we love each other. That's the way it is. I've never seen two puppies play together without one of them wants the toy and the other don't, and they get mad and start growling at each other. Can't even eat a bowl of soup together. I mean, you put two dogs down with a little bowl of meat or something, see what happens. And they're not going, oh, come on, brother, come on. Let's fellowship here. No, they're going to be a knockdown drag out over the bowl or one of the, you know, that's the way it is. And then when it's all done, throw the toy and they both out there running, laying, chewing on each other. That's what I went on and told her, I said, listen, I said, we're going to pull our family together in Jesus' name. I hope they're all listening to it. That's fine. That's why I didn't want on Facebook, Lord, but that's fine. I love my family. If I could take and put the Word of God in them deeper, pray God, and I mean plant it in them to where it'd flourish and grow, I would do it. I would drive it over there and dump it out in a plate and let them heat it up and eat it to get my family healed and well and all of that. But it don't happen like that. It happens through hearing the gospel. It happens through being a doer of the Word of God, embracing it, so that when things come against us, pray God, I'm going to live long, satisfied life. I'm not going to live long, lose my mind. I forget things every now and then, but I'm not like, oh, God, I wonder if this is Alzheimer's setting in. Well, it's a dumb seed, dumb seed. Well, how do we stop it? I mean, it's all over the world. The Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. I didn't see no Alzheimer's there. I didn't see no Alzheimer's with Moses. I didn't see no Alzheimer's with Abraham. Then where am I? I'm not down in Alzheimer's. People get it. They deal with stuff. That's not my arena. But my arena is stand against it. Fight. Get the body to stand up, bless God. And if everything that is named the Bible at the name of Jesus. Now, you know what? If we don't enforce it, it won't bow. Poverty bowed its knee to me. I put it under my feet back under, bless God. When I went out to my shed, I got a clothes. Done held y'all 7 minutes over. We'll be okay. Went in there, we found out some things, and Teresa, you need to throw away them drop cords out there in that shed. They don't even got no, they'd get whacked into or something, the ends off of them. I'd hang them up in case I needed them later. I mean, I had a bunch of stuff like that, you know, hanging in that shed, you know, just in case I was to need them. You know, Teresa, I said, well, I might need them. She said, well, what, can't God get you a new one? And I went out the door, and I thought, well, she can say that. She ain't the one out here working, having to put the money out for it. How many knows when the Lord's dealing with you, it'll aggravate you? Not Teresa. It was the Lord. So I get out there in the shed, and I'm thinking, what's wrong with her, man? You know good and well I can tape that up and use it. Stupid. Can't even get it. And then I thought, well, you know what? What if I had new ones hanging up all over this? What if I just had new ones? I wouldn't need to save all these. Believe God, you know? And I went to throwing stuff away here and there, you know, that was no good. And I told the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, well, Teresa told me, she said,
that's poverty mentality is what that is. That's poverty thinking, poverty.
She don't talk like that. I just make her sound funny. She's more straight. But you know what she calls me to do? The words of the Lord through her? Yeah, when she's really mad and serious, that finger can't go straight, Mac. I mean, it's going. It's funny. Her eye crosses a little. I call it that Myrick eye. Her eye crosses a little. But when she ain't, it's straight at you and got an Elvis smirk to her lip up there. Praise God. But you know what? I get all the drop cords I want. I got one in the shop that I just ain't thought about throwing out. Travis got tired of plugging it up, and one wire's always have to twist it back together, Mac, for it work. Noticed the other day, he bought some tape and went in there and taped it up. I'm like, hey, man, I just twist it together every time, you know. But you know what? You can defeat these things. So I want to encourage you. Have a mindset of moving forward. Believe God big this year. Believe him to be out of debt. Believe him to pay your cars off and houses off. Believe him to be a blessing. And expect him to ask you to give. You know, expect him because he's going to require a seed. He needs a seed for a harvest, praise God. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you.